Regnum Christi Daily Meditations, the service of the Legionaries of Christ.
NRC Meditation for November 23rd, 2024. Saturday of the 33rd week in Ordinary Time. Christ is the answer. From the Gospel of Luke, chapter 20. Some Sadducees, those who deny that there is a resurrection, came forward and put this question to Jesus, saying, "Teacher, Moses wrote for us, if someone's brother dies, leaving a wife but no child, his brother must take the wife and raise up descendants for his brother. Now there were seven brothers. The first married a woman but died childless. Then the second and the third married her, and likewise all the seven died childless. Finally, the woman also died. Now at the resurrection, whose wife will that woman be? For all seven had been married to her." Jesus said to them, "The children of this age marry and remarry. But those who are deemed worthy to attain to the coming age and to the resurrection of the dead, neither marry nor are given in marriage. They can no longer die, for they are like angels. And they are the children of God, because they are the ones who will rise. That the dead will rise, even Moses made known in the passage about the bush, when he called Lord, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And he is not God of the dead, but of the living, for to him all are alive." Some of the scribes said in reply, "Teacher, you have answered well." And they no longer dared to ask him anything. Introductory prayer. Lord Jesus, you are the Alpha and the Omega. You have given me life and offer me eternal life with you. You deserve my honor, gratitude, and love, and yet you never impose yourself upon me. Thank you for respecting my freedom so that I can offer myself to you. All that I have is yours. I return it to you. Petition. Lord Jesus, help me to be a child of God, a child of the resurrection. First reflection. Simple and constant conversation. Today, we see some Sadducees asking Christ an important question about heaven. Christ teaches us that once we are in heaven, things will be considerably different than they are here on earth. This is a beautiful example how we can converse with Christ. We simply need to ask him questions. Questions about our faith, about difficulties we may be having with certain relationships, about career changes, etc. The answers we receive may not be what we are expecting or hoping for. But what is important is that we engage Christ in conversation every day and that we seek to please him in everything we do. This open, warm contact with our Lord is already a little taste of heaven. Second reflection, union with Christ. Christ reminds us that he and the Father are the God of the living. He gave us our life. We lost it. He became man, suffered, died, and rose on the third day that we might have a new life, a life in and with God, now and for all eternity. Our ultimate marriage will be in heaven, as we will be one with God, as Jesus is. Third reflection, participation in the life of God. When God reveals his mysteries to us, we participate in his life. God has made us so we would pursue him, so we would listen to him, so we would understand him, so we would crave the things of God. Is that not a mystery unto itself? We have a God who wants to speak with us constantly about the things of heaven. This reality, this inestimable gift, should move us to share with others the good news. Conversation with Christ. Lord Jesus, through your death and resurrection and my baptism, you have made me a child of God. Help me to appreciate more fully this day and what it means to be a child of God. Grant me the grace to live in accord with this gift of gifts. Resolution. Today, I will look on all things as if God were speaking to me in every moment.
For more resources, visit RegnumChristi.org or download the Regnum Christi English app today.